Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland. We'll have the 12:30 quiz question on time. It just came in fact, and I think it's so easy that, well, it'll be very popular, but there's always room for you here at Wisconsin Public Radio. There's always room for Trevor Stevenson, too. Welcome back.
Thank you, Norman.
Music is in the air at this time of year in particular, and that includes the Madison Bach musicians.
Yeah, this... soon to a church near you. Friday night we're doing a holiday concert with all sorts of Baroque music that touches on the either winter aspect of this time of year or the Christmas aspect. So again, Friday night at First Congregational Church, and we'll be doing winter and fall from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, which is, you know, some of his finest stuff. And
sure, right. Very popular.
Very popular. And of course, this will all be on period instruments as well, on 18th century instruments with gut strings and the full panoply. And then we're going to open the concert with one of my desert island pieces, which is the Corelli Christmas Concerto, the Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, number 8 in G minor. He wrote it for a Christmas Eve service. And it's just, it's... Of course, besides being on Master and Commander, right, it is just... It is a gift from heaven. It's one of those perfect pieces I think ever written.
And it is a Christmas concerto because it has a little pastoral built into it.
That's right. So the invoking the shepherds there at the end, for the last movement.
Have a little tableau in the church of, you know, shepherds watching their flocks while we hear the Corelli, that kind of thing.
Right, traditional. Right. I don't know. I'll look into it.
Look into that report back.
But anyway, we're opening with that, and then that'll be followed by the Four Seasons, and then the second half we're going to just do some of the carols that people know, Renaissance and Baroque, a few of those, and then a set of songs by Bach, which he harmonized for a collection being put together by a colleague of his named Shemelli, and so there's four solo songs. And then that'll all be concluded with a cantata 61, which is an Advent cantata by Bach.
Service composer there for all occasions. There's Bach.
He is right, and it's a number 61. Nun kommt der Heiden Heiland. Now comes Savior of the Heathens. And we are thrilled. And of course, the acoustic over at First Congregational is just spectacular. It's that Georgian-style church next to Camp Randall Stadium.
And I always think of Benjamin Franklin when I'm in there.
It's just a wonderful room. Yeah, he may show up. That's all coming. And we're thrilled to be doing it. And it's one show only this time. We often do two, but this is just Friday night.
You brought some Bach.
I did, right. And in fact, we were going to open with just a couple of these songs that that will be on the concert. These are for solo voice. In this case, it'll be sung by Amy Haworth, who is from the Talus Scholars. And this is a recording that she and I made last week of various things. These two songs are
from... What part are you singing?
Yeah, my singing. I know. I was warned not to hum along right during the recording sessions. It's always a problem, right? These are Christmas songs. The first is I Stand Here at Jesus's Cradle, and you'll notice the harpsichord is on the lute stop in the background. It's imitating a lute, and then the second one is just a hymn to
Sweet
Baby Jesus,
baby
right?
Baby Jesus. Okay. Uh-huh. Two songs by Bach for the season.
Each day when I look in my eyes, when I mind labor, each day when the shankard must give, must give, even as is divine guise, when his heart is
how did you come to team up with her?
I was at Boston Early Music Festival last summer in June, and heard the Talis Scholars, and it's eight singers. I mean, it's a small group,
world renowned,
so you can tell who's singing what, you know. And anyway, so I was just really impressed and moved by her voice, it's so clear, and it comes from that English choral tradition where it's a largely non vibrato and very straight on the pitch kind of thing, and also just has a kind of a built-in sense of the rhythm as well to it. So I got hold of her, and we made this recording in Kansas City about a week or so ago, and then she'll be touring the U.S. next fall, and she'll come here and do a Bach solo soprano cantata, and we'll do some concerts here and out east. And anyway, wonderful person to work with. Again, that's Amy Howarth from the Talis Scholars.
You also have, you mentioned you're going to be performing cantata Friday night.
Right, cantata 61.
Right, but here you have, let's see, can it be really? Cantata 4?
Cantata 4, right. Written, this is a Christlagen Todesbanden, which is really an Easter cantata, but mm-hmm. it's one that we, Madison Bach musicians, just recorded about three or four weeks ago. And this is this dramatic opening from this cantata where he takes this hymn tune that had probably been floating around for a long time. Everyone in the church knew it. He writes an entire cantata based on one tune, and with Martin Luther's text evolving as it goes in seven verses.
Bach the Lutheran at work.
Right, and Bach at about 21 years old, writing as well as he ever writes. I mean, he's just at the top of his game here. So there's a very dramatic and short opening prelude just for the strings, then the choir comes in. You'll hear in the sopranos they're floating the hymn tune in a very slow fashion while there's this tremendous amount of activity going on underneath of them. I'm always amazed with music like this. How it can be so busy and yet never off-putting and never saturating.
Muddy.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, here he is. It's complex beyond, it makes the space shuttle look simple, and yet it is inviting and engaging. And when you get to the end of the clip, all I ever want to do is go back to the beginning and hear it again. So how, Claude Debussy said about Bach that the thing about Bach to Debussy was that the idea is never lost. That was a nice way to put it. So
he certainly always knows where he's going.
Yes, right. And so we'll hear the opening. There's a very short strings opening, and then the choir coming in for verse 1 of Cantata 4, and in a very dramatic and active setting, and then just skip to the end, and we'll do the final chorale, which would come in the actual cantata sometime later.
From Cantata number 4, Christ lay in the bonds of death.
Yes.
Thank you.
three excerpts from Cantata No. 4, Christ Lay in the Bonds of Death by Johann Sebastian Bach, is played recently by the Madison Bach musicians and their linchpin, Trevor Stevenson at the harpsichord.
Yes. Right, that was recorded at Grace Episcopal Church in late November here, just a few weeks ago, and during quieter times, right, on the square, right. And Bach wrote that cantata when he was around 20, 21 years old. It's just the most remarkably focused piece of music, and set in the amazing key of E minor, which we were talking about while it was going on, about the gravitas that key has. It's the home key of the St. Matthew Passion as well. And in the temperaments of the 18th century, E minor has a great, actually, transparency. It's really the thirds in it and all that are quite clear. They're usually very harmonious. And anyway, we're not sure where all of its color is coming from, but it's a unique sound. And that recording there, that the strings were one on a part. That is, there's, you know, one first violin, one second. There's actually two violas in independent parts there. Bach liked that, especially in his early works, divided violas. You know, one cello, one bass, and then the singers are two on a part. So it's a very small group.
Yes,
you
but, know. Lots of power there.
Yeah. Again, it just went that it's a non-vibrato style too, and the whole idea is to get things, you know, very in tune. And when you get that harmonic lock like that, it kind of swells the room, if you're on. So anyway, we are thrilled that happened, and that's a very recent recording. We'll be doing, of course, not that cantata, but cantata 61 at this upcoming concert on Friday night.
More Christmas-oriented one.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is Now Comes the Savior of the Heathen. And and in fact, I think Bach used it as an Advent cantata. And like Christ Lag und Todesbahnen that we just heard, it is based on a familiar tune. You know, Now Comes the Savior of the Heathen is a tune that they would have all known in the Lutheran Church. So Bach is taking material that everyone in the congregation knows and spinning it into new and wild and wonderful ways.
Very
Every much
week.
Like jazz. I mean, it's
yeah,
it's what jazzers do. It's like take a tune you know and run with it, you know. So anyway, so I always think Bach was much more of a jazzer than we're often given credit for. He could, you know, improvise for 1 to 2 hours on a single tune without repeating himself. It was, you know, it sounds like John Coltrane to me, you know.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the Brandenburgs and performance, a lot of times they just come across like jam sessions. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but they seem improvised even though every note is, you know, sculpted.
Exactly. No, it's true. It's amazing. I can't imagine that he did that during the day and in evenings he did that and then went home and wrote it all down, but it's probably what it was.
And still had 21 kids.
Yeah, right. So anyway.
Time management tips from Johann Sebastian Bach. Well, Trevor, we have three more short pieces to fit in here, so let's just go heavy on the music between now and 12:30 or a little after when the quiz question comes along. We have more Bach before we get to a contemporary of his.
Right. So we're going to start with Cantata 196, which is a wedding cantata. The Lord thinks of us and blesses us. And Bach in his very lighthearted mood here with, you know, just the strings and the prelude, kind of a jaunty little bouncing thing. And then a chorus, which has a gorgeous fugue in it, but all very kind of effusive and full of light in it. And this is, again, Cantata 196. People should know also these Bach cantatas are not, the numbers on the BWVs don't mean anything for chronology. It's just that, right? So a high number could still be a very early work.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was all figured out.
Yeah. It's just, I always want to say that. So, and this is, again, this is Madison Bach musicians recorded recently.
Thank you.
That's your fireside scene from the Four Seasons by Vivaldi from Winter. Madison Bach musicians, Trevor Stevenson in command, founder of the group, and
so Kangwon Kim playing violin there.
And in case you didn't hear it before, and I understand there are some issues or have been some issues with reception in the last few minutes, go to madisonbachmusicians.org. madisonbachmusicians.org to find out more. And we're back, I'm told. So that's a nice situation.
It's a holiday concert this Friday night, December 16th at First Congregational Church.
Trevor, always a pleasure, always enlightening.
Thank you, Norman. Thank you. It's really fun.
Break some legs Friday night. But not instruments. They're harder to replace.
Oh, they are.